not too long ago, and somebody said, "Would you hear that?" And I don't really know where I heard
that
it.
That used to be Olive Guns.
Colin Rouse.
I've never heard anybody else say it.
Upchuck.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, there's a, what's another one?
I don't know, you might have heard of it, Puke.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
How would you say that?
Puke.
Yeah. Now, if a person with, you know, thought they were going to vomit and they wanted to show you where, well, you know, talking about where it was they were sick, they'd say they were sick.
At their stomach.
If you were talking about a, like a couple, well, like a boy keeps going up to a girl's house all the time and they're always out together, you'd say they're
dating.
And then if it gets more serious, then you'd say they were
courting.
Okay. And if they were just seeing nobody but each other, then you'd say they were
steadily dating, going together.
Mm-hmm. Now, they would say that he would be her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, he'd say he'd been
kissing, necking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Making out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably what I'd say. Okay, if he. Oh yeah. If, all right, they've been going together, and they were supposed to get married, and. Instead, he ran off and married somebody else. What would they say he did to her?
Stood her up, jilted her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, if he didn't, then you'd say he went. They went ahead and got
married.
And wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be the
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride would be the
bridesmaid, maid of honor.
Have you ever heard of a situation of when people get married of? People doing making a lot of noise or going over to the house and.
Oh, you mean after the couple's gotten married,
right,
or when
right.
They drive their car away?
Yeah, either one. Have you ever heard of a name for what they do?
Oh. I mean, when they harass the couple?
Yeah.
I have, I think, but I can't think of it, and I don't really know if I have.
Oh, that one. So far away that won't hurt anything.
Yeah.
When you're playing the band.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of chivalry?
A chivalry?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I haven't.
Okay, if you were talking about and you were talking about where a person lives, in terms of direction, and you were talking about a person living in a place that was south of here, like Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, and in terms of using the terms down and up,
down there,
you would say that.
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of south and north, you would
mm-hmm.
like if a person lived in Marshall, you'd say
I'd
that.
I'd say up there.
How about in terms of height? Let's say. In terms of where a person lived, like if you lived, a person lived up at the top of Cantrell Hill,
mm-hmm.
would you say they lived, would you use up and down in that way if they lived at the foot of Cantrell Hill?
Yeah, I'd say up on Cantrell. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, or down on Cantrell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you were talking about, but like if they were arresting some people, and you say they didn't just arrest one or two of them, they arrested the something group. They arrested
the whole group.
Oh, what do you call it when people get out on the floor and move around together?
Dancing.
Okay.